Chapter 3. You Do Create Your Own Reality. Not so very long ago, our friends Jerry and Esther were introduced to this phrase, "You are the creator of your own reality." They had discovered the Seth books by Jane Roberts. For them, it was both an exciting prospect and a troubling one, for, like so many of our physical friends, they did desire creative control of their own experience, but they were plagued with some basic questions. Is it really all right for us to choose the reality that we create? And if it is appropriate for us to do so, how do we go about doing it? The basis of your life is absolute freedom. You were born with an innate knowledge that you do create your own reality, and in fact, that knowledge is so basic within you that when someone attempts to thwart your own creation, you feel an immediate discord within yourself. You were born knowing that you are the creator of your own reality, and although that desire to do so pulsed within you in a powerful way, when you begin to integrate into your society, you begin to accept much of the same picture that others held of the way your life should unfold. But still, within you today lives the knowledge that you are the creator of your own life experience, that absolute freedom exists as the basis of your true experience, and that ultimately the creation of your life experience is absolutely and only up to you. You've never enjoyed someone else telling you what to do. You've never enjoyed being dissuaded from your own powerful impulses, but over time, with enough pressure from those who surrounded you, who seemed convinced that their practiced way was more valid than your way, and therefore ultimately better, you gradually began to release your determination to guide your own life. You often found it easier just to adapt to their ideas of what was best for you rather than trying to figure it out for yourself. But in all of this adapting to your society's attempts to make you fit in, and in your own attempt to find less trouble, you have unwittingly relinquished your most basic foundation, your total and absolute freedom to create. You've not given up this freedom easily, however, and in fact you can never truly release it, for it exists as the most basic tenet of your very being. Still, in your attempt to release it for the sake of getting along, or in your hopeless resignation that you have no other choice than to give up your powerful right to choose, you have gone crossways to your natural current and contrary to your very soul. No one else can create in your experience. This book is about your realignment with source energy. It is about your reawakening to the clarity, goodness, and power that is really who you are. It's written to assist you in consciously returning to the knowledge that you are free, and that you always have been free, and that you always will be free to make your own choices. There is no satisfaction in allowing someone else to attempt to create your reality. In fact, it is not possible for anyone else to create your reality. Once you have realigned with the eternal forces and universal laws, and with that which is truly the source of that which you are, then joyous creation beyond physical description awaits you, for you are the creator of your own experience, and there is such satisfaction in intentionally guiding your own life. You are eternal beings in physical form. You are eternal beings who have chosen to participate in this specific physical life experience for many wonderful reasons. And this time-space reality on planet Earth serves as a platform in which you're able to focus your perspective for the purpose of specific creation. You are eternal consciousness, currently in this wonderful physical body for the thrill and exhilaration of specific focus and creation. The physical being that you define as you stands on the leading edge of thought, while consciousness, which is really your source, pours through you. And in those moments of inexpressible elation, those are the times when you're wide open and truly allowing your source to express through you. Sometimes you're fully allowing the true nature of your being to flow through you, and sometimes you do not allow it to flow. This book is written to help you understand that you have the ability to always allow your true nature to pour through you, and that as you learn to consciously allow your full connection with the you that is your source, your experience will be one of absolute joy. By consciously choosing the direction of your thought, you can be in constant connection with source energy, with God, with joy, and with all that you consider to be good. Absolute well-being is the basis of your universe. Well-being is the basis of this universe. Well-being is the basis of all that is. It flows to you and through you. You have only to allow it. Like the air you breathe, you have only to open, relax, and draw it into your being. This book is about consciously allowing your natural connection to the stream of well-being. It's about remembering who you really are so you can get on with the creation of your life experience in the way you intended before you came forth into this physical body and into this magnificent leading-edge experience where you fully intended to express your freedom in endless, joyous, co-creative ways. Can you understand how much well-being is flowing to you? Do you understand how much orchestration of circumstances and events on your behalf is available to you? Do you understand how adored you are? Do you understand how the creation of this planet, the creation of this universe, fits together for the perfection of your experience? Do you understand how beloved you are, how blessed you are, how adored you are, and what an integral part of this creative process you are? We want you to. We want you to begin to understand the blessed nature of your being. And we want you to begin to look for the evidence of it, because we're showing it to you in every moment that you will allow yourselves to see it, in the lining up of lovers, money, fulfilling experiences, and beautiful things for you to see, in the lining up of circumstances and events, and in the lining up of amazing co-creative experiences where you're rendezvousing with one another for no other reason than for the fantastically important reason of fulfilling, satisfying, and pleasing yourself and giving yourself joy in the moment. Your motion forward is inevitable. It must be. You cannot help but move forward. But you're not here on a quest to move forward. You're here to experience outrageous joy. That is why you're here. This is the end of CD 1.